ready for full contact radio, fueled by passion and delivered live from the heart of the Rust Belt, Michigan. It's the Steve Gruber Show, and here are three things you need to know as we bulldoze into hour number two. Three, if you're an American, then you likely spend half of your life staring at a computer screen of some sort. Really? Two, Jeremy Corbyn, the opposition leader of the Labour Party in the UK, has declared war on Theresa May and the Tories.
I therefore, Mr. Speaker, inform you I have now tabled a motion of no confidence in this government.
And number one, another Central American caravan marching toward the American border. But Mexicans no longer impressed. What's going to happen? Well, what's going to happen is we're going to get right to it because we're burning daylight. Day 26 now of the government shutdown. Day 26, the president offered moderate Republicans and Democrats a chance to come to the White House for lunch yesterday to discuss possible options to ending the shutdown and funding border security. Not a single Democrat showed up. Not one. Not one. They have no interest. So there's no deal in sight at all. But here's what happened. The Democrats were planning on going home for 11 days. But Senate and House leaders late Tuesday said they will cancel the Martin Luther King Day recess until there is a resolution to the partial government shutdown, which appears unlikely to give... It's unlikely to stop anytime soon. Schumer, of course, sticking to the whole he threw a temper tantrum line. He thinks it works. Fact of the matter is, the president needs to be out there every day saying, love to have the Democrats here with us. Let's get something solved. The congressman, a Democratic aide, said the meeting appeared to be pulled together haphazardly at the last minute with invitations to members received from the White House beginning in the late afternoon Monday and continuing until late at night. The congressman is declining the invitation. That's the way it was said for Lou Correa of California. And while all of this is going on, we have a caravan building in size coming out of Honduras into Guatemala, headed to Mexico. Doesn't appear they're going to be very warmly received in Mexico, however. It seems the Mexicans are kind of tired of these antics. They're not interested in these antics any further of the Central Americans. Hey, we're going to go to America. It'll be great. It'll be all rainbows and butterflies and unicorns and pixie dust and all that good stuff. And guess what? America's going to pay for all of it. Unfortunately, there's a lot of truth to that, which is why there's this surge. I was talking to a Border Patrol agent yesterday who's in charge of some big chunks of real estate. I won't get into too much detail yet, but I can tell you he's worked in Texas. He's worked in Michigan. He says, this is a problem that has changed. And I said, is there a crisis at the border? He said, absolutely. Here's why. It all changed in the middle of 2014. He said, we didn't used to see this many children. We didn't used to see this many family units. Didn't work that way. He said, also, we're having these family units. And he said, we are in no way equipped to deal with it. So I remind you that one of the proposals from the president to end this ongoing stalemate was to build 50,000 new beds for those caught in this push and pull, this tug of war. It was dismissed. The president also offered $800 million for health care for those that are tangled up at the border. Can't really go forward, can't really go back. Hasn't been discussed because nobody shows up for lunch to even have a conversation. Can't get much done if you're being ignored by the people you have to have a conversation to end this problem. And I'm also going to remind you this. The president didn't veto any spending bill. The president didn't say, no spending bills will go through. He hasn't gotten one. So blaming Trump for the shutdown is a bit of a stretch considering he hasn't vetoed anything or said no to anything. Politics just as ugly across the pond, maybe more so in some ways. The British government today facing a failed confidence vote in Prime Minister Theresa May and her party. She could be forced out. Elections could be set. It all comes after a failure of May's plan for Brexit shot down, just railroaded right out of Parliament. Jeremy Corbyn, the far-left leader of the Labour Party, went for the kill right there in Parliament following the historic defeat. It's bite one. Go.
In the last 2 years, she's only had one priority, the Conservative Party. Her governing principle of delay and denial has reached the end of the line. She cannot seriously believe that after 2 years of failure, she is capable of negotiating a good deal for the people of this country. The most important issue facing us is that the government has lost the confidence of this House and this country. I therefore, Mr. Speaker, inform you I have now tabled a motion of no confidence in this government. And I'm pleased that motion will be debated tomorrow so this House can give its verdict on the sheer incompetence of this government and pass that motion of no confidence in the government.
Man, fired up, is he? And Jeremy Corbyn's far left. They would have them stay in the European Union, have the UK lose its identity altogether, which is what they want. They want to homogenize the entire place. Make it all the same. Spain no different from England, and England no different than France, and all the immigrants in the world can come in, and it just doesn't matter. I find that sad. I find that sad that they just are willing to sacrifice their culture on the altar of diversity, or whatever they want to call it. Sacrifice their identity on the altar of identity politics and such. I don't know all of the intimacies of Brexit and all the intricacies either, but I know this. There's nothing wrong with believing in the country where you were born, where you were raised, and believing that you can do better without being dictated to by some group of people who have never lived there. That being the European Union. You know, I know I wouldn't fare well if there was a place in Brussels telling me how to run my country. And people from Spain and Germany and Switzerland, all these other people came there and got together and told me how to run my country. I don't think I would fare very well under those conditions, would you? Anyhow, so that debate's going to happen today. There'll be a no-confidence vote. Again, it's the second one in a few days for Theresa May and her government. I thought she was pretty decent when she first started, but things have certainly gotten tough since then, haven't they? Things have certainly gotten tough since then. This part of the program brought to you by our good friends at Wolverine Water Treatment Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947. And they've got something for you now that, well, it's important, could not be more important than it is today, and that's the PFAS Premier Water Treatment System. It's from Wolverine, starts at just $32.95, believe it or not. I can't believe that they're that inexpensive, but it starts at $32.95. And with all the headlines about PFAS and the poisoning and the problems from Rockford to Wordsmith Air Force Base to Grayling, it's all over the state. It's ubiquitous. Do you want to wonder about it or do something about it? Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the Wolverine Water Systems button, and away you go. Get it addressed today. The Wolverine Water Systems PFAS Premier System is ready for you.
There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber banner right now.
Rent is up. Salaries are up. Supplies are up.
Owning a business means owing bills. But DTE Energy is committed to helping your business thrive. DTE offers rebates, tools, and tips to help you save energy and money. We even have experts who conduct free business energy consultations to show you where to save.
Hey, my energy bill went down 10%.
Visit DTEenergy.com/save now to learn more. DTE Energy. Know your own power. DTE Energy is committed to helping Michigan businesses. So we perform over 1,800 free on-site business energy consultations each year and offer rebates and incentives on upgrades to energy-efficient equipment. In fact, we help them save over $40 million every year because more business is saving money. Means more business is making money. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.